Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Is history important, actually? And why should we care about what happened in the past? Joining me right now is Nicholas Wolpe. He is the CEO of the Lily's Leaf Museum, the Lily's Leaf History Museum. Good morning, Nicholas. How are you?
Good morning, Kathy. I'm fine, thank you. Happy Freedom Day to you.
And to you too. Nicholas, is history important?
Simple answer, yes. But I think we should unpack why yes.
Okay.
I think, if we read a lot of the great philosophers, and I'm talking about Hegel, Karl Marx, Durkheim, Weber, you know, if you look at their critiques, you look at their analysis, you look at, you know, what they say, everything they do and analyze is from a historical context. I mean, Hegel even says that the sum total of our consciousness emanates from our history. It is our history and our understanding of our history that gives us our understanding of who we are and what we are about. So, you know, if we look at that and also look at some of the remarks made by, you know, politicians like Edward Burke, Winston Churchill, you know, Edward Burke says, if we don't know our history, we're doomed to repeat the past.
Yes.
Churchill said, you know, the further back we can look, the further forward we can see. George Santana, the philosopher, said, if we don't remember the past, we're doomed to effectively repeat it.
Yeah.
So what does this say about history?
Well, what does this say about South Africa? Do you think South Africans care about history?
On the whole, no. If I can give you an example, I was engaged in a kind of messenger discussion with a person the other day who had befriended me on Facebook, and she was one of these people that was trying to sell me, I think it's like the binary Bitcoin kind of investments. And I eventually said to her, you know, are you interested in our history? She responded, yes. I went on and I said, have you heard of Lily's Leaf? She said, no. I then said, would you like to read something about and learn more about Lily's Leaf? Her response was no. So that revealed to me a lot. I think in many respects, this young lady personifies how history is perceived, how history is viewed, and the interest in history. And it is extremely sad and shocking that, you know, we are not, on the whole, interested in the past. It seems to not resonate or have any direct meaning to these individuals. I mean, the fact that these are born frees, the fact that this young lady is able to achieve what she is achieving today is a direct consequence and result of the sacrifices and the struggle to overcome the apartheid system, to create a new democratic dispensation where everyone is given equal opportunity and we're judged not by the color of our skin, but by the content of our character and our abilities.
Right, right. So how do we change that? You and I had a conversation about Cuba. Could we take could we take the model in Cuba and bring it to South Africa and get our young people and not even our young people, but get South Africans involved in our history? Because history is important.
It is. It's fundamental to who we are. Before I answer that question about Cuba, what I say, Kathy, is that God is our spiritual connection, but our physical connection, our soul connection to the earth is via our understanding and appreciation of our history, whether it's individual, personal, or the collective history. It is what ties us to society. It is what gives us a sense of belonging. I mean, there are other facets and other elements which do that. But, you know, if you read Durkheim, he talks about how we become alienated from society. And part of that alienation, he describes within a historical context, that we have lost that connection to society through a lack of understanding of our history. So it highlights the importance. But coming back to your original question about Cuba.
I think let's leave Cuba, because I think it's more important that we talk about your history and the history of your father. Tell us about your father, Nicholas, and his role in South Africa's history. Can you do that?
Certainly. He was a member of the Communist Party, and he was also what I would put inverted commas, a political lawyer. See, he defended a lot of people, like Walter Sisulu. He was the lawyer to Nelson. But he was also a member of the newly formed military wing.
Yeah.
Unkuntwa Sizwe. He was the head of military intelligence, for example, which met at Lilliesleaf. But interestingly, if I can just, recant a very interesting story. When I put on the Rivonia reunion in 2001 to commemorate the 40th anniversary of the formation of Unkuntwa Sizwe, someone walked up to me and said, "Are you aware of something?" And, the person kept repeating it. And after about a few seconds, I said, "Please put me out of my misery. What am I supposed to be aware of?" And he said, "I can't believe you're not aware of it, but in 1961, your father did the legal purchase to buy Lilliesleaf, and 40 years on, you're buying it back."
Incredible.
So there's a very strong connection with, personal connection with Lilliesleaf. My father Harold would have been part of the Rivonia trial, but he was arrested, but he managed to, along with three other of his comrades, break out of prison, which became known as the Great Escape, because when they raided Lilliesleaf, they uncovered a document in his handwriting, because he wrote the document, the code of conduct into guerrilla warfare.
Hmm.
So that's, in a kind of high level, gives you an indication of his activities, his involvement in the struggle, and his link to Lilliesleaf, and my personal link, I suppose, to Lilliesleaf, and why I'm, on the one hand, extremely passionate about Lilliesleaf, but not just that. It is our history. It is the people's history. It is central to our understanding of what our struggle was about, what we wanted to accomplish, what we wanted to achieve. It was the incubator, in my opinion, of the new South Africa. And why do I say that, Kathy? There is a lovely story which depicts what I consider to be the essence of Lilliesleaf, and that revolves around the story of the 10-year-old snitch.
Yes.
Who, he was the son of the people who owned the caravan park that was opposite Lilliesleaf, and he would go and play with the Goldreich children. And one day he noticed something highly unusual. That was white men and black men shaking hands and engaging with one another. And for him, that was just...
what could be.
Not... for him, this young boy, it wasn't something he understood.
Yeah.
But it symbolized, as you said, what could be, what we could achieve, if we could, what the essence of the struggle was, which, is beautifully summed up by the Martin Luther King, particularly one of the quotes from his I Have a Dream speech, where he says, "I have a dream that one day my four children will live in a land where they're judged not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character."
Yeah, 100%. Nicholas, we are running out of time. Did I see something about there being a fundraiser for Lilliesleaf coming up?
That's correct. We're running a crowdfunding campaign today.
Because today?
One of the big problems we're faced with is the fact of we've been forced to close due to a lack of finances, partly due to COVID, but it's also historical. And the reality is that we don't get government support, partly because, we're an independent historical site. And there are other aspects to that as well. But are unable to source government funding, which is, a travesty of justice, and has, you know, because of that, and because of covert, and because of the struggles we've had in the past, we are at the moment in a dire financial situation and have been forced to not only close because of covert, but also on top of that to close because of lack of financial resources.
So how do we fund the crowdfunding campaign?
If people go to the Lily's Leaf website and to the donation page, it's Lily's Leaf Trust.
Okay.
If they go in and type lilysleaftrust.co.za, that will take them to the webpage. And if people, you know, we are asking people please to help us keep this iconic and symbolic and extremely important historical site open, because it tells, as I've said, the history of what our struggle was about and what we wanted to achieve.
All right. Nicholas Walpy, that is where we leave it today. Thank you so much. I wish you all the best with your fundraiser today, and really for being so passionate about keeping South Africa's history alive and making efforts to ensure that, you know, South Africans become aware of their history, because a time will come.
Kathy, thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you so much. God bless, Nicholas.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.